Today, the church throughout the world celebrates this feast day of our central mystery, the central mystery of the Christian faith is the Holy Trinity. The Catechism calls this mystery the mystery of God in Himself. Three persons in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not three gods, but one God with three distinct persons. My friend and I were traveling in Turkey once, Joe Maroney and I, and this guy came up to us because he knew we were Westerners by how we were dressed, and he started to ask us questions about our faith. He started to ask us questions about the Holy Trinity and how can it be that it is only one God, but three equal in divine majesty. How do you explain that to a Muslim in Turkey? And so I said, well, my friend here is studying to be a priest. He'll tell you what it's all about. You see, we want to understand things and master things. This is a mystery, and we cannot understand it, but we can know something about it. St. Patrick illustrated this to his Celtic converts by, remember, picking the clover with three leaves. And he said, we believe in one God with three persons, just like this is one clover with three leaves. I mean, even a child can understand that. But that's the extent of our understanding. The shamrock helps us understand the Trinity, but it cannot help us understand the divine reality of God. The divine reality of God cannot be in our thoughts. St. Thomas said, St. Thomas Aquinas, he said this, listen to this. Men and women reach the peak of their understanding of God when they realize they cannot know Him. When they understand that the divine reality of God is beyond all human thoughts and surpasses all human thoughts. Indeed, that's when we begin to understand God. That's why Jesus said in today's gospel, I have so much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. He told us we wouldn't be able to bear it because the divine reality of God is beyond and surpasses all human thought, all human capability. When you think of the Holy Trinity, think of the mystery of God. I have some people that say to me from time to time, yeah, Father, yeah, Monsignor, whatever. Yeah, if only God would be more manifest in my life. If only God would be more present in my life, everything would be better. If only I could see God or something like that, I would believe. And I ask, are you sure? Do you really want that? Do you really want that? Because every human being that encountered God in the Bible was pretty much terrified. That is why the first words from God to people are the words, do not be afraid. We as humans cannot live in the presence of God's glory right now. We would be blinded by even one of the highest angels. God is far enough to create wonder and awe. But in the Trinity, God is close enough to us through His Son. God is close enough through Jesus for us to know God, to love God, and to serve God. But God is also far enough for us to behold the mystery, for us to wait, for us to hope, for what St. Paul wrote, eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, nor has it so much dawned on man what God has prepared for those who love him. And I would add, for those who wait for him in mystery. So when you think of the Trinity, think of mystery, think of what we cannot understand, and maybe think of what I also think when I think of the Trinity. The Holy Trinity means to me that God is close enough to us, thankfully, in his Son and in his Spirit. But God is also far enough from us, thankfully, because we could not bear it now. Amen.